Today I'm meeting you as you land on the island, so that we may walk together through the garden. Can you imagine that it is possible to take the power of your lighted mind and then to add the love and the compassion, the forgiveness and the understanding of your lighted heart, and place one upon the other, and then bring into that powerful circle of light a situation, some challenge, something you are facing that you know could work out better if you only knew how to do it. And then observe that situation changing quite rapidly, and discovering that even in the outside world, as you leave the island of regeneration, that the people in real life, what we call with you the real life, the material world, that these people, their attitudes, the whole situation has been altered, as if you have walked into a different reality system. It may not happen all at once, and again, it might. We can assure you that by your focus and this growing clear light that is beginning to move into your energy field now, that changes will happen, and that you will be free from those deepest anxieties, worries, and fears which may have bothered you for as long as you can remember. One by one, layer by layer, day by day, healing by healing, they will begin to shift, and you will begin to see that you once again are able to direct your life, just as you are learning to direct your body, that you will be able to direct your emotions, your interpretations, your responses and your reactions to all the things and all the people around you. Now, together, let us move into the room of inner stillness. And as you begin to breathe deep, easy breaths, let some challenge come to mind. Something that you know could be better. And begin to make a picture of how that is now. How you see it, of the people involved, and of how you would like it to be. Even though you don't know how, make a picture now of the best possible outcome that you can imagine that could happen in this situation. What is the missing emotion, that missing quality of the heart center? That one piece that's missing that would change everything. I'm going to show you how to go out and find it. The energy pattern of the emotion that you are searching for, the lighted emotion. It has an energy, even though you may not know the name of it. It is the essence, the pattern, the rhythm and the tone of the sound that brings it in that you are looking for now. This takes you onto another level of your path. The joined heart and mind that are lighted. A blue flame behind your heart center rises up into a golden circle that joins with your lighted mind. So it's from your heart center to your crown center. A strong bridge of light now. Begin to build this in. Of the lighted love. Let each of these sounds touch the line of light now, the line of the solar fire between your heart center and your head center. Join them so that the vibrations may play back and forth, your heart enriching your mind, and your mind enriching your heart. Imagine now the situation once again, and place it, whatever its energy is, at the center of the flame that you have increased in your heart center, the blue flame, and let this blue flame burn out the dense particles that are within the situation. Essence will remain. When this is complete, bring this essence into contact with the pattern of the lighted emotion that you have been working with. Bring this pattern into your head center, this emotion, and then let the essence that is left of the situation you had in mind rise up that line to meet it. Yes. In the golden circle, you are placing that pattern of emotional warmth and love and light, and then bringing the essence of the situation itself into the center to absorb and to be infused with this new pattern, this new wise, understanding, loving, emotional, heart-centered, and healing vibration. Yes, there's a vibratory change happening now. The situation itself is different, altered in some significant way. As you sense the situation, this essence of it, being totally infused with the sound and the rhythm, the tone and the color of the lighted emotion. And with your lighted mind, then think of the situation itself. Imagine you awakening in the morning and begin to notice how you handle it, how you have the courage, the inner strength, the trust in the truth. To move on what may have formerly made you feel somewhat paralyzed or helpless, or somehow contracted within your heart. As you observe how you will be handling it at the very first opportunity, notice how appropriate your words are, how serene your emotions are. Notice how confident you are speaking, that you feel within, how self-assured, and yet how sensitive you are to the feelings of others. And notice the change in other people involved in the situation. The shift as they listen and as they perceive the new energy now inherent in the situation, the new life and the love, the joy and the wisdom and the understanding. See your line of connection between your heart and your mind, both filled with light, becoming even stronger. Now you are ready to let go completely of even thinking about it. The work is done. You have brought in the higher frequencies of light and love, and the result will reflect your very clear and pure intention to resolve it with grace and with compassion, with courage and with confidence. You may use this healing method for every situation in your life and find the same success, the almost magical shift from challenge to divine opportunity. Use every opportunity. They are your greatest blessings.